New York is one step closer to becoming the first city in the country with congestion pricing, kind of a toll for drivers on busiest streets. The idea has been floated for years, but now state lawmakers are looking for revenue to fix the city's struggling subway system. Dissenters include Assemblymember David Weprin of Queens, who was met by angry subway riders at a news conference Sunday.
I want to start off by saying we want to fix our transit also. We just don't want to fix it by a congestion tax that will disproportionately affect drivers, affect people.
Oh boy, let's bring in a defender of the pricing, Sam Schwartz, a traffic engineer and former New York City traffic commissioner. Hi, Sam.
Thank you.
And you are in favor of congestion pricing, and those who are say it could raise billions of dollars for the subway system, help address some of everyone, you know, who's ever been through knows the traffic nightmares in Manhattan. But how would it work?
Similar to London. London set up a cordon area. Imagine an area around Manhattan south of Central Park. Mm-hmm. Every vehicle that would enter would be charged. The fee has been set, but it probably will be in the $10 to $15 range.
Wait, everybody here has jaw dropped. You're talking about Midtown Manhattan, the worst congestion. You're saying every day that somebody goes in, there'd be a $10 to $15 charge?
Yes, every single day. And you sound shocked, but
yes,
that's what we have today in Staten Island. And everybody from New Jersey has faced that now for 50 years.
Because you're talking about the bridges and the tunnels and the things that people from outside Manhattan have to pay extraordinary. What's the cost of the Verrazano now from New Jersey?
The Verrazano is with Easy Pass, $11.52. That's okay. A transponder you have in your car, or $17 if you pay cash.
Okay. And what do you say to the, you know, not the people who may be riding in an air-conditioned limo to be dropped off, but, you know, the people who are coming in, working, maybe selling their wares? I mean, how are people to afford this? Maybe they need their car for the work that they have to carry with them.
So for the people that are using the small vans, they get a once a day charge. And it's really spread over the course of the day, and therefore it's just a dollar or two, perhaps more, per customer. But for most people coming into Manhattan, they have to park. And parking costs a fortune in Manhattan.
Sometimes $40, $50 a day. I mean, it's just crazy. Look, and how much is this a part of trying to move people to public transportation and fix that public transportation to get them on it?
It's a huge part of it, our public transportation system. It's losing passengers to Uber and Lyft and to others. And this will provide perhaps as much as $15 billion in capital funds over a period of years.
Yeah. Do you expect this to go through? I mean, really, $10 to $15, I mean, that's going to hit people hard. But do you expect it to go through?
Robin, I'm a veteran. I started when John Lindsay was mayor, and we thought it would go through then. An act of Congress stopped it then. When I was a city official in 1980, I was sued by the AAA and the Garage Board of Trade. But we're in it for the long haul. The city will probably get sued. The state will get sued. But I think this time we will get it through.
John Lindsay, mayor in the 60s, early 70s?
Exactly right. He was 66 to 74.
Long time. Sam Schwartz, traffic engineer, former New York City traffic commissioner. Sam, thank you.
You're quite welcome.